Oh my gosh, my hands are dry.
Stop. Are you saying you don't cream or stuff? I was just so heartbroken.
Yeah, I do cream, but it's just like no.
Your body.
Yeah, but like not like I do cream my body now, but before I was just like, what's the point? Creaming my whole body, it used to be so long.
Yeah, but they
used to be. So I just used to do like a half job. That's not ashy though. Do you know what? Yeah, I have nice skin, I'll say that. But it's now I cream my body because I'm getting older.
Because black don't crack.
Mm. No, but you cream like your feet, like up to your legs and your knees and stuff, and you cream like your hands up to your elbows and then your head. Like that's how I used to do it.
That's so how. Your back, your like front.
Yeah, you just like a little rub. And then that's it. Like creaming doesn't take nothing more than 5 minutes. Now yeah. I sit down and I'm like, ooh, la.
It still takes 5 minutes.
Slobber, slobber, slobber. Different solution from here, different solution for here.
Yeah, like, my face, I use different stuff. Sometimes.
I've always used different for my face, different for my hands, different for my bodies, and different for my feet.
For your, you even do separate for feet.
No, you just. Yeah, I bought some expensive Nivea thing, some foot cream. It's meant to keep your feet moisturized. And I was just like, oh, I was trying to like upgrade. And then I need to get some vitamin C. Got myself some 7Cs. Let's go through the healthcare. Fine. I've got some multivitamins here, some vitamin D.
Okay.
I have vitamin C, but you have to drink it.
Oh, and it makes a bit weird.
Yeah, it makes the water spicy. So I'm just kind of like,
oh. Wait, spicy?
As in like tingly, like fizzy, like sparkling.
Just no.
It's just too active.
I'm yet to go to the doctors and get all the stuff prescribed, so I can actually just get.
I didn't even get prescribed. I just.
Yeah, but
myself.
I want to know how much do I need, especially I think vitamin D, because I think everyone else in my house.
Everybody's vitamin D deficient.
Yeah.
All black people, especially.
This sun is just
black
fake.
Muslims. Like once you cover up your vitamin D deficiency.
No, but apparently you only really need like your hands and your face. I feel like I wanted it deliberately. But the sun hit my cousin's husband. They're both doctors anyway. They're just talking about how the sun here, even though if we are to stay in the sun and whatnot.
It's all grey skies, isn't it?
It's not the sun that we need. Like this, it's not enough sun. The intensity of the sunlight is just not anything. So that is why we're deficient more than the fact that we cover.
I was like, even like I started using like Lactic, the ordinary in it, their skin products, and some of it is just like, oh, you need to put sunscreen on.
Yeah,
I can't. Pardon me.
No.
Yeah, so I bought the sunscreen, but then like today, for example, I didn't bother putting it on because I was just really no sun.
But then there is.
I'm just not trying to.
UV radiation.
I'm not risking it. So I'll be putting the sunscreen here every now and then.
I want to get into that sunscreen, but I need to get to a point where my finances are stable. Then I can be like, oh, sunscreen. The way I see it is
you
live my
use,
life.
Like, a pee drop.
No, but the way I've lived last my 20 day. Years of life, yeah, nearly 20 and a half years of life without sunscreen, my skin's fine. Obviously, I can say that now and then I'll get done.
I only put it on my face.
But look at my parents. Yeah. They didn't need nothing.
But it's like, if I'm using acids on my skin, I will use sunscreen. Because it says, like, it's lactic acid.
Yeah, it says.
So I'm going to use sunscreen.
But you can use it as a marketing ploy.
But then they don't sell sunscreen. The ordinary.
They don't.
Mm.
Not gonna lie, I do believe it, but
I'm just I'm gonna use it.
I don't know if it's 100% necessary, like 100%.
Oh, this is a nice one. It's a nice short topic.
Oh, we start recording, and it's just like, oh, skincare. I need to get back into that.
Yeah, my skincare is flaky at the moment. I need to buy order a couple of stuff, and that's the thing about always wanting more.
Yes,
I ordered stuff, and I've been using them, and now I'm like, oh, I need to get this, that, and this, because what I ordered aren't for getting rid of the dark marks. They're
and
just for. Yeah, I don't have hyperpigmentation.
But that is essentially what it is. Hyperpigmentation is
dark marks.
Pigments. Yeah, dark marks.
No, but I just have scars.
Yeah, that is still. It's still.
I don't think it's hyperpigmentation.
It is.
It's just scars.
Scars, and it's the same issue you're solving skin wise.
But I am. I ordered the thingies for that. But then the
so
stuff
what is
I ordered.
This for?
Well, so lactic acid is an exfoliator, so it makes your skin really, really smooth. Then I have.
But exfoliation should be enough because essentially what creates
exfoliation I thought was enough, but then I realised that I'm just someone that's just I can never be pleased, so it's just not happening fast enough.
Yeah, and
so
no,
exfoliation
you know,
happens
I want a
but
pill.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to get next, but then I'm just kind of like at first I thought this is just I don't need
it's
this
a slow
I didn't
process.
Tell myself I didn't need it, but then now I feel like I need it because I've been using this and I thought this would be like spicy because you use it and you're like, you know, all the warnings, it's like, oh, you know, your skin. My skin was just like, what are you, you're putting water. There's nothing. My skin didn't react.
Mm.
Except for the other day, actually, my skin was burning just a little.
Wait, so you put a lot on it?
You're meant to use like 2 drops?
Yeah.
I was like, do, 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 do.
like the Instagram is.
I was really excited. Wow. And then I was like, oh wait, your skin tingling. And then it's like I had a spot that I picked and I didn't realize.
Yeah, and so it was just tingling. Ooh.
Yeah. But then I just felt like, mean, that means it's doing its job.
No, but then you're overdoing it. Overdoing it can cause your skin to react. Oh, and
I use it once every other day or once every 2 days. You're supposed to use it nightly. I'm not giving good skin advice. I'm just saying.
No, that's a lot for an intense exfoliator every other
it's
day.
It's not. Lactic acid is, this is daily.
Yeah, but
this is light. And this is the, went for the minimum on everything.
Two drops is, okay, fine. But then you're doing Instagram drops every other day.
But barely anything. As in, it's not Instagram boop, boop, foundation drops. It's like, tap my skin with the dropper, but don't really squeeze it. Because I wasn't trying to burn my skin. Every other day, it's calm.
Do you find it's working?
Yeah, yeah, like, my skin's really, really smooth.
Mm, you've got great skin, Helen Mubarak.
Mubarak. I don't want to talk about it too much, because, like, haters gonna hate, then I get a spot the next day.
No, but then isn't the whole point of saying Helen Mubarak to protect you from evil eye anyway?
Yeah, it does, but I just feel like I just don't want to talk about my skin.
Okay.
It's like when I was talking about my hands, and then all of a sudden my hands just became ugly.
Your hands are fine. You have really nice hands.
No.
Didn't you want to be a hand model once upon a time?
I did. Now they're just like really just. Maybe in summer. Maybe it's just like to do with lighting. Maybe in summer when the sun comes,
maybe.
I'll see everything from the best angle. But right now my hands are just really malnourished.
But anyway.
Isn't it? A whole 10 minutes. Hi, assalamualaikum. Oh, we really just. We're the worst. Hi, Sai. You're listening to an episode of Matuk, the Spoken Podcast, brought to you by Brammer and John. You can catch us every Wednesday on soundcloud.com/Matuk Pod or on iTunes, kind of on YouTube once I figure that out. And you can also find us on our website, brammerandjohn.com. Hi, I'm Nims and Nintendo.
You added your
I'm going to give myself a plug and I'm speaking African to existence.
Oh, okay, girl.
So when Sony hit me up with Nims, we want to pay for
Yeah, this is my car. This is my deal. I want to put that in somewhere, but I haven't found the place.
I haven't heard it. I just read it at the time, and I was like, "Oh, grrr."
Everyone's been doing oh, grrr. I'm like, "Yeah, I want to join in with you guys," but I just don't know when. I don't know how. Like, it has to be a smooth transition. It has to be, you know, just place for me. Like, it has to be a nice setup, and then just tap into the goal. But one day, anyway. And I'm Salda, and we'll be debating a range of topics where we pre-agree he's for and against an argument. Our goal is to provide a wholesome discussion, argument, try and put ourselves in other people's shoes and understand different views. Make sure you follow us on all our social media and like get involved in our discussions and our polls and all that good stuff. Okay, cool. Like, okay, is that what
No, it didn't work.
It didn't work, okay.
Right. It was not seamless.
No, you tried, but yeah.
Let's stick it back.
So, today's topic.
Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please.
Should we get sound effects and like have sound effects in the background? It's that someone else's. Oh, you actually remixed the end. I'm not gonna lie. Okay.
I feel like we need to focus on like talking to that imaginary audience so that people, when they're listening, feel like we're talking to them.
Because I feel like. Right,
although
actually, like, we do a lot of eavesdropping. Yeah, we do like, talk to ourselves.
It could be low-key feeling like you're eavesdropping and we're not talking to you guys.
But then people like to eavesdrop on what's that, not their business.
Hands up if you listen to people's phone calls on the bus.
No.
My hand is high.
Shut up. No, but it depends.
Juicy phone calls.
If you're talking loud enough for me to hear it, it's not that I want to hear it. It's the fact that you're making me hear it. You forced it into my eardrums, sort of thing. So now I'm listening. And then obviously, automatically, as a human being, I'm going to process that thought and think, wow, this is such an interesting story. But like...
That's an interesting story. I'm just like, your life is a shambles.
Like, damn, girl.
Like, how would this be happening to you, sis?
One person. But yeah, that's not me deliberately saying I want to listen to someone else. There's some people that'll be speaking at normal volume. And I'm like, okay, let me not listen to them because... I won't go out of my way to extra, like, turn up my ear, whatever, and listen to them. Or feel out of the sound. You know when you feel out of the sound and you listen to one thing? No, man.
You zone out. I'd actually zone. Yeah, I feel like on the London transport, you have to filter out sounds, like...
Yeah.
It's just, do you know what, yeah? It's when you're listening to someone's conversation and it gets funny, but you're not allowed to laugh.
And it's like, straight face.
And you're saying, and then you know you're trying to not laugh. So everyone's just sitting there, just awkward, especially on the tube. Essentially, when two people are having a conversation.
Yeah, when, like, okay, we're sitting up each other now, yeah? And then someone over there's having a conversation, and it's like, we can both hear the conversation, and we both want to laugh. We look at each other, I'm just like, we're just trying not to laugh, like.
My friends are the worst because they all laugh. But I feel like when people are having like a conversation, they're talking heated.
But not gonna lie,
everyone's just silent because you know where all of us are tuned in.
All of us are just waiting.
The whole bus has decided to listen.
Like, damn. No, okay. When it's funny or when it's like they don't mind listening, I will openly laugh and smile at them.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I do.
Because I feel like it invites conversation and I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to listen to your conversation.
No, I don't mind. Me personally, like when they're having the conversation, and it's like, they know, well, and it's calm. Like, it's not like a drama. Listening. It's not drama. I might make them know that I'm listening and they, and I have a good, I think I have a good judgment of people, character and people. So I'll make them know
that's
I'm listening.
That's what people say before they get kidnapped.
And then, no, but, and then they'll smile back at me. Or most time it's just like they laugh at me and I laugh at them and they know that I'm listening and it's all cool.
I can only do that if I know that I'm getting off at the next stop. Because then you have that awkward tension interaction of we've acknowledged each other's presence.
If you have a long
and then
journey.
We have 12 stops going.
Yeah, that's true. No. But then they might continue the conversation to just like, see the person, like there's someone here, they grieve me.
No,
you know?
I remember
I've done that before.
No, I was on the tube, sorry. I was on the district line, one of the yellow or green one of the two anyways.
District Girl Circle.
Yeah. I was on that and I was playing a game on my phone and this couple came and their baby literally was like, she was standing but she was on my knee basically, mm-hmm. watching me play the game on my phone. And then everyone around me was talking about the baby being so engrossed in the game on my phone and I was the only one that refused to acknowledge that baby was there. For the whole journey, I was just frozen.
I couldn't imagine
them.
I
couldn't
like,
look
I'm
up.
Play the game.
I couldn't look to the next person. I did not talk to that child. It was a white child. What was it? No, the baby was cute. Definitely, they said the baby wasn't cute. I was just like, I just don't want beef with your parents on my way to work. The child was looking like he wanted to take my phone. I was not prepared to give the child my phone.
Oh, yeah, go
the child
in.
Was also literally like on my knee. Everyone around me was talking about how cute this baby was, like trying to play with this stranger. And I was just pretending my music was loud enough for me not to know. But it was just like, I couldn't ignore the baby. So I just couldn't stop looking at my phone. It was the worst journey of my life.
That's so awkward.
It was like a 15
minute. That is actually hella awkward.
It's so awkward, but it's just, yeah, I just won't acknowledge anybody. But today's topic, because we've got 33 minutes left, is Only God Can Judge Me. Doosh.
Rel's eyes.
It's our favourite.
Rel's eyes.
Doosh.
Are we going to rock, paper, scissors?
Lightning. Thunder.
Before we start talking about it. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I won.
I was going to do rock as well, but I just thought, it's going to be predictable.
I don't know, my fingers just went like this, and I just...
Okay, Only God Can Judge Me or against.
Against.
So me, Only God Can Judge Me.
Yeah.
That's actually not fair, because I'm talking about how I judge people all week.
Exactly.
Look at her face, she knows what she's doing. I was thinking she's going to be like, yes.
No.
Bish.
Of course not. I have the right to have an opinion. I think the word judge is overused in society. So obviously if something happens as a human being who's alive, I'm going to process that and have thoughts about that, and it might come across as an opinion, and that might just be my opinion. I think that is judgment, simply put. And I think nowadays, because no one wants to actually take responsibility for what they do, they say only God can judge me. But twos, I have an opinion of what you've done. Maybe voicing it is something that I don't have to do, but you can't tell me to not have an opinion on what you have. Like, it's only natural, I'm going to think, sort of thing. And I think, yes, Allah's the ultimate judge, but me, I have a brain, I'll see what you're doing, I'll have an opinion and I'll judge it, essentially.
So I went to the Oxford Dictionary to bring out the definition of judgment, because if we're going to do this, So judgment, the ability to make considered decisions or come to sensible conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And two, a misfortune or calamity viewed as a divine punishment. So the fact that divine punishment is there means that it's come from God. That's part two.
Was that another separate
No, those are the two definitions of judgment.
Exactly.
So judgment is like,
I took the first one.
A misfortune or calamity viewed as a divine punishment. But even the first one, the ability to make considered decisions or come to a sensible conclusion,
yes. Yes, that's judgment.
The ability for you to make considered decisions or come to a sensible conclusion on a matter that involves me is impossible. You can't do it.
I can't.
You actually can't.
All the time.
No.
About the legal system? Are you telling them that they're nothing? No, that is judgment.
I operate under Sharia law.
No, that's Sharia law.
That's Sharia law.
No, but you make judgment. You make decision on everything. Like your parents make decision on like the stuff you do. You make decisions about.
They can do it, but it's not accurate judgment. Therefore, only God can actually judge. And that's why at some point you realize that other people can't judge you. They can't. They don't have. They don't. The reason people say only God can judge me, and the reason
because they don't want to listen to.
It's not necessarily because they want to listen. It's just because God is the only person that has all of the facts.
Of course,
he's the only person that knows both sides and knows the context.
I agree.
So you yourself and you. cannot come into someone else's situationship and be like, oh, here's this, this, that. You cannot, yes, you can. Cannot provide judgment. You yes, can't.
I didn't say perfect. The definitely didn't say, if you're going to go by Google, it didn't say
perfect. But if you're going to go by what judgment is, it actually says sensible conclusion. Sensible. To make a considered decision.
Okay, or a sensible conclusion. It's because you are hurt that you're telling me that I'm not sensible. I'm sensible. You just don't want to hear it.
Not necessarily.
Yes.
People are here judging, but they don't know nothing. You can't judge someone's hustle if you don't know what led them there. And people judge them all the time.
Sensible is subjective, but I think a lot of people...
Which is why only God can judge, because the judge is not subjective.
Okay, me personally, I think I'm sensible. So if I have an opinion of something...
Sensible or not, you still can't come and judge me. You actually can't.
Why not? And what's judgment?
You actually can't. In this lifetime, you actually can't.
What's judgment?
You actually can't.
I can voice my opinion on...
I'll send you back to your parents' house. You can voice your opinion.
Exactly. That's
you
judgment.
Can voice your concern. Exactly. You can even that voice your discernment. You can voice all the that words in my vocabulary.
Exactly. So what did I do? I judged you.
But you cannot judge. You cannot
judge. I have judged you.
Judge is to come with an outcome. To actually provide an outcome to say for this, that has happened. That's what a judge does. When a judge listens to the whole trial, conclusion, right? They listen to the whole trial, they listen and they come out and they say guilty, not guilty. They have to come to a considered
decision.
My opinion
is obviously going to have an undertone to it.
Where's your qualification? Why? That's why it's only God, because there's no being can come. You're not qualified. You're actually not qualified.
Because you don't want to hear it.
Actually, it's not because I don't want to hear it. You're just not qualified.
A lot of the time, people say only God can judge me.
Your certificate of education. It's not bitterness. It's actually madness. It's actually madness. I wasn't even going to ride hard for this topic to decide yet, but it's actually madness. Think about it.
No, I think people are.
Where is your degree? Where is your PhD? How can you come and judge me, please?
What do you mean?
In what world?
PhD. So I have to have a PhD to think.
Yes.
No, I don't.
On my matters. If you're going to come and judge somebody else's matters, you need to be brimmed to the top.
I could be able to say, that jumper, I like it, I don't like it. That is judgment.
No, it's not judgment. That's opinion. That's not judgment. That's your opinion. It is. Your opinion.
Okay. So
judgment is saying that jumper should be given. That's you. Yeah, thank Allah.
You just said everything.
I was so confused. I was just like.
Okay, what's judgment then?
A sensible conclusion is saying, I like this jumper, you should keep it. Not, I like this jumper, give to me.
What's different? What's the problem?
There's a conclusion. Judgment, it says here, it has to have a conclusion. There has to be an outcome. There has to be a fact.
First of all,
you deserve to keep the jumper, it's just like, who are you to tell me I deserve to keep my jumper?
Me. I've drawn things and I've decided, I believe in my heart of hearts that you deserve to keep this jumper.
What makes whether you want to better qualify to tell me is another thing. Oh, you're actually mad. Actually, think about it.
When
are you to come and tell someone whether they can do something or not?
Myself.
Whether they should do something or not? No. I think there's absolutely no right in that.
What's the issue with me telling you? What's the issue with me telling you that I think you deserve to keep a jumper?
The issue is that you're actually mad. If you actually said that, you're actually mad. Not. You should stop me on the road and be like, you deserve to keep that jumper. You deserve to hold a slap. Now what? What's going to happen next?
You believe that, and so be I disagree. Therefore, we go, no, that's life. I have the right to have my opinions, and I have the right to have my judgment on things.
It's not a sensible decision. It's not
that's your opinion. Sensible will be an opinion at the end of the day, I think. Because if I say, okay, Nima, you don't deserve to keep that jumper, I think I should take it home. Then what? You're going to take it off and give it to me? No, you're going to be like, I disagree, Sada. I bought this jumper, and then we argue. And then
but that's not a judgment. That judgment says about the ability to make considered decisions or come to sensible conclusions. That's not a sensible conclusion.
Sensible is subjective.
Are we going to define the word sensible now? That's not actually sensible.
Let's define sensible. Let's keep that there. Let me do sensible. Because there's no issue in that. The issue is if you want to take that, if you want to internalize that judgment, then you might be hurt. If you don't want to internalize it, deflect it and keep on moving. I don't think there's an issue in people's judgment on things. I think it's when you internalize it, you don't like it, and you start to be bitter, you start to cry. Move on with your life.
A judge is a public officer appointed to decide cases in a law court.
That's not what the argument says.
It's very simple. Only God can judge me. Means
so judges what about all the people that go to uni and do law, become a lawyer or become a judge? They're a judge, and that's not God. Like,
that's why that argument is only God can judge, because really and truly, it's only God that has the right to and has the ability to and even has the facts. Nobody else has the ability to do so perfectly. Only God can judge.
Obviously, that's Allah. That's No disputing that.
Nobody else can judge me.
Yes, I can.
You can try. You can try. You're welcome to try.
I've done it. I've said, boom, no, that jumper
is rejected.
I like it.
That connection did not complete. You know when something's loading, it's 80% and it fails. That's what it's done. It failed. Because I refused to receive it.
What you've done is you've rejected my judgment. That's what you've done.
Transaction.
But you haven't. No, you've rejected my judgment. My card is declined. But I still inserted it into the machine.
If we go back to where it is and where it starts from, if you're living your life and someone else is like, this is the right, I'm raising my two kids and I'm a stripper. Oh my God, there's something wrong with you. Who are you to judge me on my situation? Actually, who are you?
I am the person.
Who are you? Do you know my context? Do you know what you're doing?
Of course, I don't. So maybe I have facts that are missing.
So the statement is, yeah, fair enough. Okay, so the statement, you can judge. But should you judge? No.
No, but
you
that's not judge. The statement.
No, but
the
if we're going to infer we're going to expand and we're going to cover everything,
and you know what? Yes, I should you
judge
with
no.
my chest.
Why should you be able to judge someone else? You should.
Because this is the world. I don't. Okay, free speech. Okay, let's go back down this free speech argument. I have free speech. I should be able to say what I want to say and do what I want to do. Is that not a thing now? It is free speech, free arguments, free world, free life, free living. What happened to
that? Why does that include putting your mouth in other people's business?
Because I have free speech.
That's once it crosses over, I can speak into another person. No, if I'm sitting there minding my business, living my life, why should you be able to comment on how?
Okay, what happens?
Who are you? The question really is, who are you?
My name is Sounds. I will list my 10 names here today. I will list my
people be out here judging people on a daily.
That's who I is.
My mom always tell me when one pimp. Finger points at someone, 4 point back at
yes,
you.
Yes, I didn't dispute
who
that.
Who are you judging someone? Are you sitting here on this big, big platform
my
internet?
My name. Do you want me to say my
name? Judging people.
My name
list
is
Salda. Say them backwards. Say them in French. Say all of them. But at the end of the day, besides God, there's not a person on this planet that can judge me. You actually can't.
No, I can. You can reject it. Fair enough. You can tell me that you should be looking at yourself. Fair enough. But the fact that I've vocalized, the fact that I've even thought it, because everybody's so sensitive on, oh my gosh, you shouldn't judge me. I've already thought about what I thought about you anyway, B. I just decided that I want to say it.
Keep it in your chest then.
No, but
keep
I've already done
chest.
It.
Hold so, it.
Okay,
hold on it.
No,
I'm telling you.
Do you not always say
keep
that?
Your the pe-
those silent racists are the worst racists because they'll be thinking all things about you.
No.
And then they'll come to the workplace and make your life a living hell. But they didn't say nothing to you. But so surely the fact that I've thought about that, it's already, the damage is done. The fact that I've now said it is only an icing on the cake. In fact,
no, the
icing,
is not done.
It's one small cherry self.
No, but the crazy thing is, like, you're not an issue. You're nobody. Like, there's no reason for you to say anything. Like,
I am my person.
Why did you just waste everybody's energy?
I wasted my own energy.
I wasted my own energy.
I think it's sensitive.
It's not even sensitive.
And defensiveness. And just madness. And maybe even insecurity that make people not
walking,
want to hear people's
mind
opinions.
My business. And somebody else can open their mouth and say and comment on me. That is
yes. Because we live in a world where
lost.
You have the right to do
everybody
what you want to do.
Lost.
Okay,
everybody
surely then. No, but then surely then
that
argument can be reversed onto me. Why do I not? Why should I have to suppress myself because you don't want to hear it?
Must say suppress yourself.
Yeah.
You're not only suppressing yourself, my friend. You must suffer and choke and live on
but
that.
Why?
Thing.
Why so
do
you
need to say it? Why do you
that's
say
judgment
it?
You passed on me?
I'm not judging you.
Yes, it is.
I've not judged
yes.
you. I've
you,
said
you
keep your unwarranted opinions
you've drawn
to
facts
yourself.
And figures, yeah, you've deemed my
everything.
No.
Why
you said it's unwanted.
You
deemed things unwanted.
If you said it and you said it in general, if you said okay, cool, a stripper with two kids is a bit mad, and you don't at my name, calm. That's fantastic.
Oh,
a stripper. No, if you say a stripper
now,
with two kids, a stripper shouldn't have two kids, yeah? Fair enough, you've made a judgment. Calm. You've not necessarily said my name. Calm. I can side it. But if you bring it into my mentions and you at NIMTEOOOND, because it cannot be me, apostrophe X, yeah? And you say you shouldn't have two kids because you're a stripper. That's actually mad because, one, do you know who I am? Do you know what my livelihood
I've
is
seen,
like? Do
I've
you know how I look after my
TL,
kid? You've
seen things,
a perspective.
I've
you've seen a side of me. You've
seen... Club.
But I just been making my money.
I've seen enough.
I'm paying my bills.
I've processed
my kids
that.
Are going to an elite private
that.
School.
I know
my
that.
Kids are on their way to be
I
the
know
MP.
That. I know
so,
that.
How are you
going
to tell me I should
I
have
still
two
don't
kids?
Think you should.
How can you
it.
Make a judgment based
because
off
I've
of
seen X, Y,
your
Z,
expectations of
I've
life and your
that
projections?
To A, and
no.
A, I'm sharing my A with you. That's,
and how are you qualified?
Facts,
how are you qualified? How are you qualified? Where's your receipts?
Why do I have to be qualified?
You need to be qualified. If you're going to make a statement, back your statement
what
up.
Qualifications
back
do I need
the hell
to voice my opinion?
You need a qualification. You need to be educated. Where did you get your opinion from?
The things I've
you
seen.
You have to be educated on your opinion to be able to make an opinion. You can't just make an opinion.
The things I've
I can't
seen,
turn around
and
say
that
chocolate tastes like butter. You will question me.
To you, maybe it does. No, but then I'll disagree.
You have to come with facts. You have to come with receipts. You have to come with... You're denying my right to be myself.
I'm not denying you.
Yes, you are. You're equally denying me my right to raise my kids. No. So if you're going to deny someone else's right, I'm making judgment on them.
Why can't I say...
No.
Because I've said I don't like what you're doing.
You don't like it or saying you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do this. Because people actually make judgments and then they follow through. And then once you
make that judgment... That's your own personal problem.
If I now say, okay, I'm going to gather up all the mums from the PA group that says... that thinks with me and says you shouldn't have kids as a tripper, we've now managed to act upon our judgments and our prejudice, and now we're now alienating you because of our judgment on you, because you're a stripper with two kids and we think that's wrong. Us now housewives are gonna come and make your life a misery because we are objecting to your lifestyle. People do that all the time. People gather themselves and they form a group
That's forcing their power onto certain people. That's unfortunate.
Made a judgment and now they're acting on that judgment. Yes, and that's unfortunate. People in it,
and that's life.
Which is why people say only God can do it. Because when people do it, when people do it, they do it flawed. You do it with your own...
Of course, but doesn't that mean the right for me to do it?
It means if you can't do something perfectly, you can't do something correctly, don't do it.
Because no one can do anything perfectly anyway.
So die.
So everyone should just be born and die because no one can do anything perfectly.
I'm not going to live my life. If you're not perfect, wasn't it he who shall not sin cast the first stone? Man, just quoting different angles of different Bibles. But boy, I'm going. It's not making any sense. Cast the first stone then. Why are you making judgments on other people people can... Actually, I should throw that judgment right back at you then. You can't keep your husband, so therefore you shouldn't be able to comment on anybody.
Okay, fine.
Boom. Now you need to lose your kids too.
Okay, fine. You think that, but I don't have to act on it. That's another thing. You don't have to act on people's judgment. Unfortunately, there are cases where, there are power systems
people
that...
act on judgment every day.
Yes, there are systems where people act on judgment. And some... Only God should judge people. But hey-ho, that is life. People have more power than people. People have more positions to enforce their beliefs and their judgment on other people. And that may be positive or negative, but that is life. I can't... To take away that right from people, I think is wrong. And to take away... Because what are you going to do in life if you're not going to be able to live by how...
Why do you need to live a life where you are able to judge people? Saying that to take away the right... Taking away the right of judgment is not wrong.
It is.
Because you shouldn't be living a life where you're able to judge people and act on that judgment
What you do anyway.
No, but this if you have to
this
vocally...
This era we live in, I think anyway, this is where I agree with Twitter when people say people are too sensitive. This is me PC sadly speaking. Culture. Yeah, because... Everybody judges everybody on a daily basis. We just don't have maybe the power to enforce our judgment.
Yeah, I don't like any of you.
Exactly, that's a judgment you've made on people. We don't have the power to maybe enforce that on people. Maybe if I did, me personally, sound, I won't necessarily do that because hey ho, I maybe don't have all the figures, facts, whatnot. But I will stand by my judgment. If you ask me, Sada, what do you think about this? I'll tell you, I don't think it's right. I don't like it. I have the right to express that, and you have the right to disagree, and we can go on. But I don't think there's an issue with it. I just think everyone's hypersensitive, everyone's insecure, and that's it, really. Just move on. Just don't deflect it. If you don't want to hear it, deflect it. Like, what's... I don't think it's an issue, man.
Well, basically, I was just loud. Personal opinion here, I was just loud.
Yeah, we got so loud.
I was loud. I could not win in vocab, so I just decided to win in decibels. Shout louder than her, and maybe she'll be intimidated into thinking I'm chatting sense. But I was just grasping, because here's the thing: I actually don't believe only God can judge people.
Of course.
Either.
Well, me personally, yeah.
Basically, like as a Muslim, we've been given our rules, anyways. So when I see you outwardly acting against the rule, to be now like only God can judge me. God told me what to judge you.
Exactly, He's giving me criteria. He's giving me everything.
Everything.
And now
you're coming.
Only God can judge. Bye, Felicia. You just don't want to hear the fact that you're wrong. Oh, that I think you're wrong. I think that comes down to... Okay, forgive me if I offend you, but I think it does come down to insecurity slightly, or the fact that you can't back what you're doing entirely. Because if I want to sin, and I want to sin openly, me, Sada, I'll do it.
It's lack of confidence in your sin.
Exactly. I will back it 100%. I will do the thing that I would... I think that's kind of haram. But I will do it to the fullest. If I want to do it to the fullest and I want to come and call you up for it, whose problem is that? It's your own problem. Do you know what I mean?
The other day I tweeted that how I did... basically, I tweeted how it confuses me that...
Yeah, I saw that. And all the...
They're so mad and stupid. I hope you hear it too. Because I wanted to actually just put a voice note and tag all of them and be like, you're all mad.
When are we going to do voice notes? Because I'm ready. Like,
no, I'm so ready. But I basically said it confuses me when Muslims drink and don't eat pork. And I was just like, and I put follower up who set pork as the ultimate sin.
It's very confusing.
It was very.
You do not even that. You do everything under the sun that is haram. Like not even, oh, we can debate that. We can debate. No, it's explicitly it's like, in the when Quran. When it comes to pork, haram. And now, oh, I can't eat pork.
For real, like, it's legit confuses me. And then Muslim Twitter kind of, not Muslim Twitter, just wayward Twitter, I'll call it. They kind of went, oh, but, so they should do both sins. And I was just like,
she didn't say that. I saw that one. I'm terrible. I saw that one time. I was going to say, where did she say that?
I never said that. I never said do both sins. I never said, in fact, I was even saying don't do either.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't make sense why you're doing one and not the other when, like, don't do either. But yeah, Muslim Twitter came, oh, so you're trying to shame sins. Some people were like, did that even make sense when you were out?
No,
like,
everyone sins. Da, 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 da. We get that. She didn't say that. She's just saying
this
that.
Is people with their sinning chest coming to kind of shame me for looking down on a sin.
Exactly.
Excuse me. Should I be glorifying the fact that we all sin? Exactly. Like, oh my gosh, we all sin. It doesn't even matter if you drink, so long as you're not eating pork. Shut up,
that
fam.
Makes sense.
It does matter. It does matter. At the end of the day, it does matter. It all matters. No two sins. It's like, I can't be like, oh yeah, it doesn't matter if you're stabbing people, as long as no one dies. Do you know what I mean? That's why I was like, can I not say that someone that wears night crepes and Adidas trainers confuse me? Because exactly. It confuses me. The key and operative word in that tweet, and I chose it in particular because I knew if I said anything else, people would be mad, was confuse and me. And I'm allowed to be confused. And people, when they get any sniff of judgment, they come for you.
Exactly.
They come for you to the point they are blinded. I said to the girl, I was like, and I only replied to that one girl because she blew up. I was just like, you are projecting your life experiences because you think people, when they say this statement, this is what they mean. You're projecting it onto me.
Exactly.
At no point did I say anything about one sin being better than the other or just doing both. I just said it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
And it just genuinely doesn't. Because I know friends, I have friends that drink. My friends will stay well away from pork though, but they're posing with vodka. I've never understood it.
Exactly.
I've never understood it.
Like, yeah, I just think, even if you want to be annoying and have detail, because I just think when people do that, don't we have all this hadith about saying how alcohol is like the number one thing? Because wasn't there a guy, it's like, I'm paraphrasing everything, he was given the option to drink, to sleep with someone, and to kill someone, I think. And he was a righteous person. He was captured by other people, and he was given the option to do all these things. And then he decided to drink because he thought it was the lesser of all the other ones. And he, in the end, he got drunk and he did everything. So from that, I can't speak today soon. From that, we derive the fact that drinking is actually it's bad. Like, it's very, very bad because of what it does to your brain sort of thing. And I'm not saying that, you should now not drink and then go eat pork. I'm just saying that we have evidence to support.
No one's ever said you should do one or the other.
I'm just saying, like, if anything, if you wanted to choose,
you should be able. Do you know what? Yeah, the reason I brought up that comment as well is the fact I should be able to talk about sins and how you shouldn't do them without people feeling like I'm putting my judgment hat on and all.
I think it's insecurity. Because I don't know what it is.
You're definitely insecure and you lack of confidence in yourself and you're trying to bully me. So you're trying to make yourself feel better by bullying me.
Exactly.
So you're trying to make me feel bad for coming. And it's another point where, like, Muslims want to tweet positivity and tweet goodness, they'll always start with, I'm not trying to be the righteous. I'm not the righteous self of
but
us
all. Why?
They always try to denounce themselves because they know that the minute you start encouraging people to be good,
everyone's going to be like, oh, but who are you? When were you ever qualified?
Smelly Iblis. You guys need to go check your Iblis-filled hearts because that's exactly what it is. If someone comments something and you immediately rear up and you gear your head up and attack them,
angry, I just want
to understand Iblis is in control, fam. Understand your heart is in manual, and then Iblis just fifth gear that straight. It's not even in manual, it's an automatic because there's no stops, there's no barriers, it's just straight.
And he's doing accelerate, brake, and doing all the steering and the window wipe and the windscreen wipe.
Fam, even when Ali Dawa comes on my timeline, sometimes don't even Ali Dawa, he's actually relatively calm. It's the other guy,
Dawa Man.
Yeah, even when I just don't open the video.
I've got to that point now. It's just like everyone's talking about that.
I will see the retweet, I will see the comments, I will see the reply, I will see everything else. I won't open his video.
I will scroll because
It's none of my business. Do you know why? Because I'm not secure in my faith because I know man's sinning a lot more fully daily. But I just know that I'm not sending myself. That one, when he starts talking.
I think, okay, let me if I want to comment on Dawa men and Ellie Dawa, all those Dawa people in the Dawa scene, I personally think, yeah, that what, I don't think what they're saying is wrong. Like, I just wrong. It's the execution is poor. Like, it's just poor.
No, Dawa man, like, I think Ali Dawa, I'll put it as, I don't think what he's saying is wrong. Dawa man, there are times when I genuinely question what he's saying, because it's almost like he's attacking women. It's like women cannot breathe with Dawa man.
Persistence. Ali Dawa, I think
Ali Dawa, I think has, yeah. And I think with Ali Dawa, it's just navigating. And I think for him, he has his own battles. Like, everyone wants to navigate and they want to know how to deliver. Like, the latest one he did, yeah, that I saw was him replying to the DMs. And someone was like, do you see Mufti Mek doing this?
Mashallah, sister.
No, wait, you just went out. That one was shot and quick. I just went straight to the
heart.
There
was no cuss. No attack. No. It was just like,
oh, I didn't see that. If I saw that, I would have laughed out loud.
I actually was just like,
drops
mic.
End of everything. Everyone's gone home. Content.
We all can agree it was foolish. Like, okay, sisters DM you. Fair, yeah. Do you know now who you what? Should be telling to dead off their DMs? No offense, Khalid Bibim Sadiq, or however you say it, but expose your DMs, cuz. Like, that's who, do you know what I mean? It's the people, not even in like a mean way, yeah, and like not even in a hater gay way, yeah. But honestly, my man's out here singing on the timeline and doing Lighty Boy pose and all sorts, yeah. My man's packaged himself, marketed himself and as your sister wants me. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Sister's like, responding. I see the martial arts every day on the thing, yeah. Like, that's the whole Fitna 2.0 packaging, like. That's just what that is. He should be out here doing, exposing DMs and stuff. Yeah. And not even exposing DMs, because that's just trash, yeah. But if you want to do like
the influence,
yeah, like, the way like, I feel like he should actually speak up and be like, don't DM me, sisters. Or I feel like even if he does that, they'll still DM him, because women are mad, men are trash. That's just the movement. But I feel like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's certain people that actively package themselves. I don't want to say actively, because I'm questioning your intentions, yeah. But not even, who's the other one? Not his brother. There was one, I saw it on my Explore. He come out of the pool and he was like half wet. And I was just, I wasn't understanding why you took that fitna picture. Like, do you know, like, I'll always think about it, because I just saw it and I was just like, why are you doing this, brother? Yeah, but I can't remember his name right now. He was like in a pool and he took a picture and he's like, so he's topless, he's coming out of the pool, he's wet. I was just thinking,
damn, son.
There's no way I can take this picture without you lot dragging me.
Yeah.
So like, if a sister can't do it, why are you doing it? Like, the hijab works both ways. I can't remember who, but his name at the moment. Actually, I remembered his name now, but I don't want to shame him anymore. But
don't do it.
No, man, it's alright. He already knows who it is. But yeah,
I don't know who it is. I just want to know.
Whatever, man. We'll let that go. Because I said something. Like, if I wouldn't have made extra comments if I was gonna say his name.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I would have kept quiet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Dumb ones. But yeah.
But yeah. Back to my man doing exposed. Ali Dawa exposing DMs.
I saw that. Look, I watched.
And then did you see like the cheeky way in which he blocked the names? So, like, I didn't watch it, but I saw the thing.
He scribbled the names out.
He scribbled it, but you can still make out, like, the bottom letters.
Yeah!
And then he didn't cover their deep profile picture. I was just like,
do you know?
I do anonymity every day. Like, I know how easy it is to cover people's
pictures.
And
then the fact that you've actually made the effort to start, why didn't you just finish? Like, maybe you forgot the picture, because sometimes you forget the picture.
Yeah, no, 70 excuses. 75 even, like,
yeah,
you guys can make them, I'm not. But at the end of the day, I just felt that was very odd.
It was, yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Ali Dawa, the one I actually like out of the two. Yeah,
and I think he's the more realistic one.
And I think, in my personal opinion, I say he's more realistic, more reasonable. And I think his execution is just poor. I think, okay, I don't know anyone's intentions, obviously. But I like him more than I like Dawa Man. Dawa Man is just...
Dawa Man I just straight detest. Like, I don't know how to explain. And it's not even like I've sat down and watched his content.
I have.
It's that... Consistently, the snippets I've seen, they're very misogynist, and they're very disrespectful and dismissive. And it's like, pack up your bags and leave. Like, my thing is, yeah, if life is so difficult for you in this UK, yeah, there's a whole Saudi employing English teachers, fam. Leave. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it might be hard.
Do hijra. Be on your way. Bye bye. See you next time.
Issue, you know, and then money's not an issue. Don't want to be giving no one. Citizenships and stuff.
Money is not an issue. It's not that deep. Listen, yeah, the Prophet did it, and you know what I mean? Like, son, lead. Sunnah 101. Do it. And then you can even do the whole boycotting of the food and just be starving yourself and doing. There's so much you can do, fam. look inwards, because the Prophet left, he moved to Medina. Why are you still here? I'm angry. Like, go.
Yeah,
people,
when
amount of anger you preach, yeah, like, the way you sound so pissed off at everybody, just abandon us.
Just go. Because you can't change people.
Noah did it. He built a whole ark. Build your ark, cuz.
And
skrrr.
Okay. I knew you were going to do it. That's what I was waiting for you to do it.
He's going to be like these Cardi B inspired sisters are coming to tell me about myself. Stuck for a law, sisters. Do you even know what you're saying? Do you even know what that okrrr means? It's Jahiliya, sisters. What are you saying? The language of the kuffar.
Cardi B not speaking the same language. Oh, get out. Actually,
no one has time for you guys, but subhanAllah, like, do you know what you should be doing? Wow.
And there's so many things you can't be doing in the time. Like, you know what it takes to film a video? It's a lot of work. You have to think about it. To set up, to get the audio right, to not upload on YouTube, to edit and whatnot. Nah, you're just jobless. Like, that just feels jobless.
Actually,
personally, you know what? Like, if he was to hear this, I fully understand.
If he was to disagreeing, hear this,
he can make his video.
Come.
You can disagree. You can make a video.
Let's talk.
We can just disagree forever. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I'll say something, you say something
and
else.
And that also response etiquette, yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I feel like, I don't know if I'm giving too much expectation to the scholars or the people that guide us, yeah. But I've always felt like if you are going to be a preacher or an educator or stuff like that, you have to be one of the best examples.
Definitely.
Of anything, like, you need to emulate the Prophet. Right,
yeah,
this response culture of XYZ did this, we need to respond, or these sisters tacky. Doing this, I need to do a video on
tacky.
It.
It's just,
it's really tacky, isn't it? It's like, why? Like, you should not even be on our timeline. You should probably be doing, like, you know how, like, Norman Ali Khan, and I know some people are upset with him right now, but I'm minding my business because Lord knows only God can judge. So this one, I don't even want to partake in the sins. It's got nothing to do with me.
For real.
Like, so Norman Ali Khan, he does the educational videos. Take the good and leave the bad, honestly. He does the educational videos and stuff. I don't see him responding to popular culture. Not popular culture in that people are dying, because them not respond to that. But popular culture, like, one girl was twerking at a club with a hijab on. Oh, I need to comment on it. Sister, this is so hard. Why are you opening your mouth? Your mouth smells. Why do you need to comment on it? I need to take that back. Not in a bad way.
But it's... Yeah.
There was no reason to comment. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could have continued to do your fatwas on, let's say you're doing the tafsir or surah al-Fatiha. Like, you could have continued to educate us on different things, and eventually, you know, we'd be learning. But you're always responding.
And, like, okay, with Nima Ali Khan, the reason why I think he's so successful, and the reason why people, I like his talks and whatnot, is because he's able to draw from what's happening generally in, like, for example, the youth.
Without it seeming like a targeted
and
attack.
And it's not targeted. He knows how to say this is wrong without coming and stabbing you in the chest sort of thing. Like, and he can relate. I think that's why he's not more successful, but he's quite successful in what he's done, because he relates to how people think and whatnot. He's
even Omar Suleiman, it does feel like
they relate
to more of what's going on, to the general issues. They're not target. So I feel
but
like
it's not target. It's not like, oh my god.
And also, it's just like, how much time do you have? Like, you generally, if you have time to be replying to every little thing that's
maybe
happening
really
on
efficient.
The timeline. Wow, like, 75 excuses and that, you know.
Maybe a very
extra five.
But I just think that, personally, my judgment on this is that you can use your time to do something better. I don't think it's effective. Like I said, execution is poor. Like, everybody who preaches, the reason why the prophets are prophets is because the execution was relatable to the people. Like, for example, I've seen this thing where, like, in the time of Musa, alayhi salam, the thing then was magic, which is why he was given the miracles of the snakes and the Isa. Again, miracles, so that he was able to do certain miracles. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the reason why the Quran is such a thing, obviously it's a miracle for everyone,
poetry.
But like, poetry was their hype all the time. You have to be able to get to people in their heads and their minds. They don't do that. They just post their videos, say this, say that. It's just...
And you also
just,
be able to move with the time and the culture. Like, I'm not a sheikh or a scholar or anything like that yet, but I'm also able to... not infer, because there's a certain level of bid'ah when you start inferring it, but applying realistic...
Exactly.
So applying things to your time. You cannot be like, you need to go and fetch water from the well. Before you can drink water, because that's just not what we have. We have taps now. So you can't be like, a tap is an innovation. The things people call innovation sometimes, and although I'm not a scholar, I always just keep my mouth shut and I mind my business and I read my books, But everything just seems like innovation, and everything seems like you're calling people out because we're not living the most simplistic life that you envision us to live.
Yeah.
Or we're not doing Muslim the way you expect us to do Muslim.
Obviously, there is what Islam is. Like, no one's going to dispute that. Like, but people are still going to manifest it differently.
It always makes me think of Musa's people and the cow. Like, sometimes I just think that, and I think I tweeted about it, when Musa was told to slaughter a cow, and had they just slaughtered any cow, it would have been calm. But they kept sending Musa back to ask God, what kind of cow?
Yeah.
How old is the cow? What size is the cow? So they were given a specific cow that was difficult to find. And then they had to go, you know, search for that cow, and there's, like, another side story and stuff like that. But it was just, like, I don't know if I'm lazy, but I just feel like, you man's asked too many questions, fam. Man's just going to do the minimum and pray that my intention is clear.
Made a point of not asking too many questions. I think someone came to him.
Too many questions.
Someone came to him and he was asking questions. He's like, you basically, I'm paraphrasing, yeah, and obviously you can find the stuff, and maybe I find it and I put the link somewhere, but I'm pretty certain someone was asking the Prophet some bare questions, and he was just like, asking too many questions. Like, it's too
you're
much.
You're making it difficult. You're making also, your deen so difficult. I mean, the one's a moderacy.
Again, another thing I've heard, I don't know if it's hadith or something, I really need to go and like get my references correct, but I've heard this differently. The path of righteousness is wide, sort of thing. It's very wide. It's not like everyone's doing one way. Thing. Oh, yeah, it was when the some companions were sent from one place to another place, and then Asr came.
Oh yeah, Asr came, and some people felt like they should pray Asr before they got there, and some people said they should pray right now, and some people said
don't stop until you get there. So people interpret that differently. And when they got to that place and they talked to the Prophet, he said, you're all right.
You're both right. And some people, so basically some people stopped and prayed Asr, and some people didn't pray Asr till when they got there.
Yeah.
And neither of them was wrong.
Exactly, because the path of righteousness is wide, and you guys want to be, come and choking me with your perceptions of what you think it's like.
Because you know what, yeah, and it all comes down to this year, and I feel like people exploit and abuse this year, but honestly, yeah, it's not even only Allah can judge you, but Allah is the most merciful and the most forgiving.
Definitely.
You cannot not believe in that. Like, if I did not believe in those two things here,
that is part of man
would just be gone. I would have just...
That is actually, yeah.
Man would be lit Friday night, because what's the point? Like, if I... Because they would... Literally, I'd feel like there's really no point. I'm already far from the average expectation of a Muslim, apparently, from... If I listen to what you man say, alhamdulillah, really if I internalise it, I would have just... And I know there's a lot of people actually that give up because they do internalise this expectation of what a Muslim has to be like, and then they don't bother... anymore.
It's like the hijab, like first thing I came to mind,
the hijab argument, right?
Yeah, the hijab argument. Okay, should I wear my hijab of edges? Should I wear the turban? Da-da-da? Don't get me wrong.
I can't lie, you judge. Sometimes I saw someone the other day and they had a full fringe, everything.
Yeah,
and
no, there was a sister, yeah. Please believe her hijab was like, they can't see me, but it's like behind her ears, she slicked them edges, that everything was late. It was looking great.
Fam, I've seen curls, then I saw, wait, there's fringe, a scarf, everything.
I was like, damn, sis, like, and then you did all this.
They do it and then they have like their whole arms out and
yeah, like,
skin tight.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, obviously, I've come. Okay, I will never tell you I like it.
I'll never double tap. You will clock. I will never double. If your hijab is not on point yet, I won't double tap. No, I try to be consistent. No,
like in the beginning,
I'm not gonna say I'll never double tap, but I try to be consistent in that I don't want to put my likes
indoors
in, because I've also noticed it waters into you. Like sometimes I'll go out and I'll just be like,
slightly.
Oh, I minimize my outfits and I'll just be like, oh, low key. Wouldn't normally wear this, but because like everyone else is wearing outfits that are much, much more left, I didn't 100% think through and I was comfortable.
I've tried not to. I think I generally, alhamdulillah, I've hung in loads of places where I don't have that thing where I was like, okay, I need to kind of like minimize myself or minimize what I would normally do for thingy. But I can totally see where that comes in, because
I feel like I got home and I was just like, I'm seeing this all the time that I didn't even think twice. I just put my trousers on and left.
Yeah.
But normally I'd wear a longer top or I'd do something like that. To be honest, me and jeans is a whole other story. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like I think because of the fact that everyone has their own internal struggles, I would never ever say to someone, and I would never not be caught up with someone because of the way they're dressed,
yes,
or because of the fact that they practice differently to me. Because it's none of my business. One, two.
If you were to ask me side of tutus, what do you think?
I
of
don't
this?
Know what you're.
I'll be like, yeah. I don't think it's right. I'll say it the most politeful and hopefully not. Like if we're way, but I won't lie to you and tell you.
If
that,
we're
oh,
lining up to pray and you're like Allahu Akbar, but your fringe is out, I'd be like, oh sis, like.
No, there was some girl uni. Please believe she did some really nice quiff here under her scarf, and I was really, really tempted to just be like, do you want to take this and cover your thing? But I think by the time I saw it, she had finished. But part of me was just like. But I didn't do it.
No, because like in mosques, yeah, they will have the skirts and stuff and the mats. So most people go in and they'll put the skirt on and they'll cover. So you'll know that you need to cover and stuff. But and I've seen non-hijabis put a scarf on their head and thing. So like, my issue is not with non-hijabis. Like, I actually...
Oh, yeah, there's
to
that.
I actually don't care because Allah's the most merciful, most forgiving, and each of us have our own issues and stuff, yeah. But I'm not going to be here and say I'm not judging it or I'm not aware of it or I'm...
Like, if you must come to me and ask me and make me give me a microphone and be like, "Sally, what do you think?" I'll be like, "I think it's trash."
I think you're taking it a bit too far. Yeah, like, I feel like it's not modesty anymore. Like, if we're gonna have an open and frank conversation, I'll tell you, I think it's not modesty. But, and the people themselves know that it's not modesty. I've never met someone that's been like, "Nah, yeah, this is halal."
Completely fine.
You can't. We both know. I really thought, maybe you want to go back.
But no, it's not. It's a fashion. And that's my opinion on it. It's a fashion.
If you want to ask, and it's that, tempting. Ooh. I can't even lie, because man's got edges. Sometimes I'll be like, oh.
And the gel.
It's so cute, just a little bit. But then I'll just be like, oh. Man's got them long sideburns. I just got to pull it down and cover my sideburns as well. So there's not even a little bit of... I can't even make that mistake because I have to cover my sideburns.
It looks nice. Like, if I was in the sisters event, pretty. Maybe I'll do
it's
it.
It's so beautiful. But, and you guys are absolutely beautiful. And I fully understand it. But
if you ask me if I think it was right, no. Straight up.
But then it's like, if you ask me if Allah's going to punish you for it, then it's a straight up Allah alam.
Exactly. Like, I'm never gonna am I going like, to be the one that's God, the punishment.
Going to hell? Because I saw a video today, I didn't even click that one either. Someone was like, the caption was, if you agree, khair, and if you disagree, khair. And I have a problem with this word, khair, because I feel like when akhs, or when brothers, when they start getting on the righteous path, and they start becoming more Islamically orientated, let's say, they start saying khair.
Is it?
All over the place.
I don't know enough.
They always say khair, and it's such a beggary. Like, why are you begging it for? Like, khair. Shut up.
No, but not that. This is me being a hater. But when people just like to force things.
They force this Arabic language, and instead of
don't get what's wrong. Like, yeah, you want to learn it, it might help you then learn the Quran.
If I start speaking random Korean words, you call me a beg. So why don't you call me a beg when I'm starting speaking Arabic? Like, I understand Arabic is language, the Quran,
and you want to then learn it for that.
It just seems so unnatural and beggary.
Exactly. Yeah,
there's a wide path to righteousness. There's not one way.
Exactly.
But that's a separate subject. So the guy was like, if your hijab is pretty, it's haram. Or he said, your prayer is nullified. If your hijab is beautiful, your prayer is nullified. Facts. I didn't even bother watching the video. The girl was just like, I actually have
evidence for that.
What's my business?
No, because, okay, maybe he's saying something.
Because there's another thing that I like to follow. You know when it says, if someone tells you something is haram, they have to provide evidence. But if someone tells you something's halal, you can take it off the bat.
Really?
I remember reading that advice.
Because if
a Muslim tells you something is halal, you can accept it. If a Muslim tells you something is haram, they should provide evidence.
Yeah.
So mine is, if you're going to tell me something is haram, I just won't pay attention, because I wasn't put on this planet to be finding haram things all the time.
Yeah, no, I'm just choking.
There's a certain aspect of ignorance is bliss, and again, shoot me, but...
No, it's true.
Islam is the religion of moderacy. If I want to make my Islam difficult, I can make my Islam difficult. And if I want to make my Islam easy, and Islam is a religion of ease, there's nothing that says...
I'm nodding. Nods.
Fam. No. And then they say elsewhere, you're also told to beautify yourself. You're told to... you're told to, you know, like, wear your best clothes to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You're told to, you know, dress...
Look decently.
Look decent. Be clean. Be ethical. Clean, be this, that, and that. If I happen to be clean and my hijab is ironed and my abaya is wrong...
And my skin is moisturized. And I just so
happened that this combination makes me look fairly different. Please come tell me that Allah's going to tell me to go back...
For doing what I was taught to do.
I didn't bother listening to that video. Because that's nothing.
Beauty is very, it's perception. It's subjective.
So I didn't tell me that. And that's my issue with people and them trying to make women fitna and trying to say that women need to cover up their this, that, and this, and cover. Basically, women need to be in a sack, because beauty is subjective. The same way you'll be telling me to cover from head to toe, a next man can find toes attractive and he will still be coming for me.
Foot fetishes are real.
Foot fetishes are real. Some people actually have niqab fetishes these days. So all of this, honestly, ascribing my beauty standards to the opinion of men is impossible.
I'm looking at this laptop like the people there, but it's actually dumb.
When it comes to beauty, attractiveness, and me, and if I am a fitna to a man or not, which is honestly not my business, because the way you try to offset onto females as if we have to make up for the fact that a man doesn't know how to look at the floor, that's not my business. Honestly to God, you can look at me till tomorrow. It's not my beef. Except for the fact that for every hair that a man sees, I need to confirm, but I remember reading, for every strand of hair a man sees is a sin.
Is it?
Yeah, I remember seeing that. But it's like, I feel like that's, it's if it's intentional, because it's like, if it's not intentional, then whatever. Okay. But I need to confirm that one.
Mm-hmm.
But except for that, everything else. If you're staring at me from beginning to end, that's actually problem. Not my...
Well, I believe that Allah's going to ask you for that.
Do you know what I mean? And I believe
how am I going to control you? That's... Let's think of his logic.
And this is what was the most merciful, most forgiving. Exactly. He did not put me on this planet to suffer.
Exactly.
He just told me to mind my own business.
Maybe this purple will make my skin look too good, so therefore I'm not going to wear this. Maybe this blue, maybe this black. It's not my personal problem. Sorry, how can I control what the other person has done in themselves?
Do you not realize that I have a fantastic smile? And I'm sorry.
Have you seen, girl?
Am I now supposed to screw? Even my screw face is beautiful.
Is that smile not sunnah?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli halin. Allahumma barik.
Number,
do you know what I mean? Like, I have decent skin, as Sauda said, because there's a lot of situations that I could be in. I'm not in them. I have decent skin. I'm the perfect shade of brown. Sorry to you other people out there.
Popping.
I'm glistening. Do you know what I mean?
No, 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 no.
Y'all need to respect my brown.
Oh,
now she's coming. I have to be humble. But no, seriously, imagine now I have to now be an insecurity because of the, like, me.
Exactly, just be becoming. What's the word? When you're just like.
Isn't that just body dysmorphia? Like, when you're just not comfortable in your own body because of
someone else.
Well, that's why, like, this whole religion thing, yeah, honestly, my thing is, deep it. Learn your religion for yourself. That's why God says, even go as far as China, taking it literally. Learn your religion for yourself and, like, rely on the fact that God's, like, the most forgiving, the most merciful. And make the eye. Like, I feel like, if you genuinely, sincerely make dua, Allah guides you.
Definitely.
He will guide you.
Definitely.
And whatever path you land on, like, you just be like, Allah, I asked you in there, you brought me in.
Here so I am, end of the day.
Whatever path you land on, and that thing you said about there's many paths to action is so true, because I just feel like there's so many different platforms in which you can use to talk to people. Like, we're on a podcast talking about religion and stuff. Before that, we're talking about Cardi B. We're talking about, like, I like to think we're relatable, because we're talking about real life.
Yeah.
This hopefully is what we see.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about Tristan yet, but we'll get there one day.
And you know, you put up at the end. At the very end.
I was just like, bing, 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 bing.
Oh, damn. Oh, come in, can we just do two minutes? On
Black
men
don't cheat. Black men don't
cheat. They definitely do. And I think he's actually kind of like, it's actually, my opinion, he's trash. Like, come on. Like,
big bit in trash.
You went for 1 minute. How many baby bombs do you have?
75 excuses. What? Trash.
No, I'm gonna devoid for this moment. You went from one baby mama to Chloe to another, and our kids are even born yet. You're too active. I don't understand.
Do you know what it is, yeah? And it's not even me excusing them. I think it's just me. This is tired of me speaking. I feel like people keep women. It's not our fault, but we keep trying to tie down men who are not ready to be tied down yet.
Yeah, no, it's true.
He's a basketballer.
They are the women are accountable as well, to some extent.
It's not your fault that these things are happening to you, and it's not your fault that someone else is misbehaving and mad. It's absolutely not your fault. There's no blame that lies at you, even Chloe, even in your whole madness. Because your pockets will just get thicker anyway, so
it's true.
Your blessings are coming.
Your mum
collect.
Chris Jenner, she's working hard.
Your blessings are landing. But I'm not here to say that money is enough for your suffering. But there's some people suffering in poverty, so
it's true.
And their men are just as trash.
Exactly. So at least you got that one up.
So, you know, silver lining. But at the end of the day, I feel like people are trying to tie down people that aren't ready to be tied down yet. And it's all in our idealist and realistic, like this world where we think I'm the one that's going to change this man, and I'm the one that he's going to change. I feel like once we get rid of that one line that he's going to drop it all for me. Here, you will be so much happier.
You live a good life.
You live
a good life.
Prosperous.
Maybe that's what she thought. That oh yeah, was I'm gonna prosperous? Be the last. Prosperous. Yeah. Maybe she thought she was gonna be the last one.
She thought it would be all different. She thought she was going to be the one. Listen, if the man don't come changed, leave him, please.
Exactly.
You're not a chemical reaction. This is not
a catalyst.
You're not a catalyst, even. Please. That's the word. You're not here to change anything. If his mama, this is mama.
And look at the way he came to you. He came cheating to you. Like, I'm not blaming her.
It was like, what's that little short man, Kevin Hart?
But he came to you, he didn't come to you out of a relationship or what, he came to you cheating. I personally, if someone cheating man came to me.
I don't think how you get them is how you lose them. I think people put too much power in that statement. No, I'm not saying that. That's but how I think it's a big reflection.
Of who he is.
Of who he is.
Exactly. I'm not saying that he is.
But then people say we don't have the full story that he left before. But then any man that can leave a pregnant woman. my friend. And that's why, like, I'm kind of.
That's what I'm saying. You saw how he came to you. He presented this. It's very open. It's very public. And you took him still. And, like, I'm not saying
he ran away from his responsibilities. And you two, like.
And you thought he wasn't going to do the same. I'm not saying he was, but, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
you were so eager to make new responsibilities. Your CIB failed. My man, that's not even finished paying. How can I be paying off a loan and go and buy a new car, and I'm still here paying for my last car. I just got the last Mercedes. What? And I'm here. Huh?
He did that.
No, but I'm saying, like, you haven't finished off. The Mercedes, it hasn't even landed yet. And I've gone to the next. I'm like, BMW, give me a BMW. Sense. You cannot be...
Because me, as a lender of the money, I can see... That's what credit score is. You can see the past transactions, and then you make a judgment on the past transactions. Your last transaction hasn't BMW even landed. And you want to now make another one. I think that is... I don't want to say the mistake she made.
Do you know what I mean? The car was still in the factory. Exactly. Everything. They were still adding those red leather interior. Everything. The heated seats.
It wasn't
everything.
Like, it was still, you, a, it was still like, a, what car are you getting, babe? It was still on the drawing paper and you decided to buy it. What? Can I think imagine? She didn't make a mistake in that sense. If I had to put my opinion on
If I had to put my opinion, I feel like I'm so... I feel sorry for you. I don't like you, but as I said, I feel sorry for you. I don't like the Kardashians as a whole.
Exactly.
Just because of... I don't like what you represent. I should say that anyways.
Yeah, me too.
And also that the fetish of blackness, I just don't understand it, but it terrifies me. Like, it just...
Yeah.
Like, as a black person, it's just very odd that your obsession... It's not even flattering at this point. Even Chris has got herself a black man. Like,
is it?
Yeah, Chris has like one black bodyguard just looking. It's all just.
I bought my eyes, by the way, guys. Jenner's Kardashians, they're to me cancelled for what they represent, like you said.
It's their representation.
But I can feel sorry for her because obviously you wouldn't want to wish that on anybody. Like, do you know what I mean? It's quite unfortunate. But it's she's an adult.
And I think out of all of them, she does seem like the nicest. I'm not from seems because I have them all blocked, so I actually don't know.
Yeah,
I have them all blocked, but it doesn't do anything because so many other people post talk their pictures it. And talk
yeah,
about
I
it.
Yeah, I have because it will come on my thing anyway. But I feel sorry for her because obviously you don't want that on anybody. But as a human, she's still accountable for the fact that she saw how he came into her life and she still decided to have a baby with him.
Do you know what? Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, we never know the full
it's
story.
It's so easy to say. Yeah, that's what. Do you know what?
Only God can judge.
God can judge.
And you know what? When people say that, I think, do you know what that statement means? Because
it's like Cardi being pregnant. Actually,
what
Cardi Offset's cheating.
I'm rooting for Cardi, man.
I feel like we're all rooting for Cardi. And now I saw someone was like, why are we rooting for Cardi and Beyonce, but we're dragging Chloe?
I don't know, but it's happening.
Do you know what? It was Chloe's. Chloe's was messy, and I think from the jump, we all want not all and not we. But there was this feeling of everybody wanting her to suffer from karma. Like, we all was really? Kind of expecting. I felt like that was the narrative. Like, when it was clear that he left his baby mom for Chloe and then Chloe was pregnant, there was this
really
kind of undertone of he's going to do it to you too. Like, everyone really wanted
him. And then when it happened,
everyone
was like, oh, girl.
Like, everyone was way too quick to celebrate. And then Cardi being pregnant, people were like, oh, yeah, Offset's just ruining her life and stuff. Cardi being pregnant, for me, I just feel like she should just navigate through everything that's going right now. All her, like, she's at the peak.
She's booming.
She's booming, do you know what I mean? She's either on her way or she's at the peak. She should just navigate through everything carefully because with peaks, you will have...
troughs and falls and...
Yeah, she's going to have a low anyways. Everyone has peaks and lows and highs.
Mm.
So she needs to navigate and enjoy this moment because when the low comes, you need to be able to use that good vibe to carry you through till you're back up to your peak again.
I feel she'll do it, man.
We're all rooting for her.
Look where she's come from and, like, what... Yeah, man, I'm rooting for her.
But then the thing is, I feel like the same energy everyone's given to root for Cardi, y'all better root for me, little Muslim girl, doing my thing as well. Because I feel like we're celebrating Cardi in her, relatability of her ratchetness and her freedom. True. Not even ratchet, but, like, her freeness and her ability to just exist as herself.
And her unapologetic
self. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It should be beautiful for everybody in whatever form they come in.
Of course.
It shouldn't. So I shouldn't have to come and be, I don't know, like, well-spoken and whatnot, because let's not pretend... God. I'm already ratchet. But I shouldn't have to come and be well-spoken before you lot are willing to celebrate me as a Muslim. Da, 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 da. And then I shouldn't also have to play up to the entertainment full aspect of blackness if you want to celebrate me as a black person.
Yes,
because sometimes it's like black people are a form of entertainment. And I feel like sometimes with Cardi, white people are enjoying her as a form of entertainment, not as
her
assistant.
Not with her. Yeah.
Which is so hard to navigate. And she can't avoid it. There's always going to be people laughing at you. And the same with Tiffany Haddish. There's always going to be people laughing at you.
Tiffany.
I love it. I'm rooting for Tiffany. Tiffany's life story was
I'm rooting for you, honey.
Like, Tiffany. Wallah, listen and laugh.
Come.
I've spent, every time she's talking about Ethiopia and Eritrea.
I'm just like, girl,
Eritrea, sorry. I'm just like...
And her story, and just like the way she's always got a story to tell, even though her life is very, I can't live it. Like,
her life was, oh my god. From,
but there's some of it.
Even before, like, even stuff that she came from.
Yeah, from her, like, childhood and whatnot, that's rough. Like, I don't know why. I just like her. I like her rawness, her authenticity, her unapologeticness. Tiffany, babe, girl, I'm definitely rooting for you.
Rooting for Tiffany.
To close up, I don't know. Why are we rooting
for Khloe and not for Finn. I was never rooting for the Kardashians anyway. So I think, yeah. But what was the topic? Sorry. We always do this. We always go there.
The topic was Only God Can Judge, but we went on a complete rant and we spoke about, like,
Tristan.
Judgment and Muslims and being Muslim.
Yeah.
What is it? I don't know. Well, we spoke about Tristan barely, but we spoke about, like, Muslims and the Muslims who judge. So, obviously, like, Haram police and stuff. We actually didn't even say anything about Haram police. To be honest, Haram police, for me, is welcome. I actually don't care.
I rub my eyes.
It's a nice reminder and stuff. And okay, cool. I think Haram police only ever focus on hijab. They don't talk about anything else.
Yeah, it's very obsessive. It's the most visual sin,
but I don't see Haram police, like, to be honest, I don't follow the male creatives and the male Muslim bloggers, so I don't know. But I don't see Haram police under their comments talking about, sister's not your wife.
No, but I think it's just the whole thing. We have this culture within the Muslim community of attacking women. And obviously, they will, I think other guys do get it too, but the whole, we need to, like, pattern our women, it's just really obsessive and it's just weird. I think it's so weird. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I'm not trying to know.
Fam, I'm not trying to know either. I'm just trying to exist.
But it's just the whole, if I think even outside Islam, just the whole, the patriarchy. I think it all comes down to the patriarchy and how we're always here trying to put women down one. We're always trying to blame women for things. That's not women's fault. Just
unrealistic expectation onto women.
Of women.
This, like, woman has to be
some perfect angelic, maybe thinking not human, but your man can just be
and the trash. Embodiment of suffering. If you're not suffering, yeah. As a mother you have to suffer, as a wife you have to suffer. There's this, like, idealism that you're not a good wife unless you've experienced some sort of suffering. I was talking about the other day with someone. This expectation of women to suffer, like, that's just part of the package.
You have to struggle.
Your struggle. Yeah. Like, she actually mentioned, she was like, she has an aunt, and that her aunt has been through a lot in this lifetime.
Yeah.
Her aunt wears it on her badge, on her chest, like a badge of honour. Like, if you know what I have suffered, what I have been through, and I'm still here. And she doesn't understand, like, why you would need to, like, personally, that's not something to celebrate. You've had a very tiring life,
and I pray not to have the same. In the sense that, like, I've overcome this, and therefore maybe you can too, I'm going to try
to empower
you.
But then it's also, like, I think she didn't go to do that. Like,
force
it
down your throat, and
but
like,
wearing it as a badge of honor, the fact that you've suffered and you've been through stuff, yeah, that's your own personal choice. That you decided to stay in a situation where you were continuously
stuff like that,
suffering,
yeah,
and that everybody else should, you know, like, what are you going
go
through?
That.
It's actually impossible. I will actually brag in front of you that I have not suffered. I've lived a very pompous life, and you can call me Ajabata. You can call me whatever you want to call me. You can call me all the names under the sun. You can call me spoiled. I will celebrate the fact that I
lived an easier life.
My suffering is at a minimum, because what did my parents cross the sea for?
It's true. Ugh, it's for me to come and live, suffer some
and
life.
Die slow death at the hands of one man that somebody didn't raise properly.
Skirt.
Not
no,
me.
No, there's actually zero negative chance.
Not me.
Negative chance. That means it doesn't even exist statistically. There's no way.
My God is a big God and He's merciful. My God is a very good God. There's I'm not putting in these hours of worship, these tahajjuds. I'm not putting these in for me to get some unfinished man.
There's no way.
I have to put him back in the oven. Gas mark sis.
I won't even put it back in the oven.
No, literally.
No.
Literally.
I will put you in the bin.
Put him in the oven.
No, why am I going to waste more energy on you? I don't want you. I'm putting you in the bin.
Literally cook that.
Not even a recycling bin. The black bin that doesn't get recycled just gets incinerated.
You just put him onto his parts. Just.
Bye. There's no way.
And that's it, guys. We'll wrap it up there. No. If you know you have an unfinished son, keep him away from me.
Honestly,
don't waste
that's
any
not
book.
My
don't
job. Like, you're, as a mother, your job was to raise your children.
My mom did a fantastic job raising me. I'm someone's precious daughter. Do you not understand?
Yeah.
I'm someone's pride and
damn,
joy.
Like
I come gift wrapped. And you.
And you want to now come and depreciate the value.
Your smelly son. You will just be like, oh yeah, he just come out of prison. But he's on the up. You know, he just needs a good girl to keep him on the straight path. It's not the good girl that'll keep him on the straight path.
No,
that's not how it works.
No.
Do you ever see a white shirt clean charcoal? No, the white shirt gets stained by the charcoal.
It's true, bars.
It's not your charcoal, son.
But
that's coming into my life. You don't use something clean. It's a.
There's actually no way. Like,
it's actually not.
It's giving me a bit. Like, you know when you do 404? there's other errors as well. Error 520, error
your heart is palpitating.
Yeah, it's just a lot in my head. There's no way.
You didn't. God forbid. Actually, you're someone's precious child. You know, you used to remember that, sisters. I'm meant to, if you're a decent one. You're someone's precious child. You
really.
Pride and joy.
You were created out of love. You were held for 9 months. You were, your mother gave birth to you. You were raised in honour and glory. And then someone wants to come and rubbish you. There's no way.
Never.
There's no way.
I'm praying against this for you. Can I get a hey man?
Amen.
In the name of Lord. In the name of Lord.
Every now and again, I actually sit down and be like, okay. Because you know when you get to this age and everyone's just like trying to marriage. I think it's really tiring. We'll talk about this one day, but because we're going to have to close off.
I have to close up.
I do every now and again. I pray for like... Just no rubbish.
Easy life. The other day I was like talking to someone, I was like, let me make a list of the trash I can accept. And I wrote fashion. And that's it. Well, I couldn't think of nothing else. Honestly, sincerely in my heart, I was like, the only thing I can accept is bad fashion. Wow. I was like,
then
I'm
you
suffering.
Can secretly burn the clothes and be like, honey, I don't know where that went.
You can do something about it.
Oh my gosh, you know what? She's got a shopping trip.
Breath.
Oh,
bad
God.
Hygiene,
oh, no.
Disrespect,
oh, God.
Rude,
never.
Not to mention now cheating, you know, gambling, alcohol.
Never.
Wow, and then, you know, worst of all, it doesn't even pray. I've actually had someone go, he's a decent guy, you know, he just doesn't pray. Sorry, that's just not what.
The
conversation shouldn't even have started.
Exactly. You didn't qualify. Like, you know when it's failing and you didn't even qualify to take the exam? What?
You didn't make the qualifying round.
That's why you sat down, the World Cup,
it's not everybody that will play. It's not entirely the World Cup. Even the Olympics, it's not everybody that will run.
Exactly.
There's only space for, like, what, 10 people?
Nah, you shouldn't even
bother
training, babe. Like,
babe.
Let's not even. But yeah, well, we're going on a tangent. I feel like we're going to open up another can of worms, and let's not do that. Let's pray for good people. Not even just, like, husbands and whatnot. Let's pray for just good people.
Good
friends. Good friends.
Because with good friends, that's how you find good partners anyways. If your circle is good, your friends... Because if... there's certain people that they can never bring their smelly mouths and tell me, oh, this person...
They must face. Oh, God.
Can you imagine? Just think, so smelly people, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, my boy is looking for a gap.
I didn't hear you.
You two, that you're doing AC together, or whatever it's called.
Fraud. No, yeah. No, there's certain people
Biscuit.
Just like... Tia, when that erupted, you know when things happen on the Tia.
I joined you. I saw you talking. I was like, what the hell's going on? So I searched the biscuit's name, and I was like, in that little.
No, I was literally. I told myself that day. I remember clearly because it was like this week.
He does.
I
said, says. He does complete.
Honestly, I said, okay, let me try and go to bed because I've got exams and I need to work because I don't know anything. I told myself that, okay, I'm waking up late every single day and then the day is over because I'm making excuses. Let me try and force myself to wake up early as if after Fajr. So how am I going to do that? I'm going to go to bed early. I go into my bed. I said, oh, maybe when I go on the TL, I get tired. I don't know why. It's a bad habit. But let me go on the TL. I just saw biscuit erupt. I literally saw it from, you know when... Black Twitter erupts on something, a topic. I'm never there to see it. And literally, I was scrolling, there was nothing, and then I just saw Biscuit, the video. I was like, what? And then I just saw all the memes and the replies, and I was just like,
everything
damn.
Was just messy.
Black Twitter was so funny, though, and Black Twitter is so fast, because it was so, literally, it was one tweet,
boom, 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 boom,
and another, and it was just like, boom, 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 yeah. I was like, damn, but Biscuit.
I actually closed the app. I never left hype like that. I actually was like,
I got to a point where I was like,
what
am I
disgusted?
Reading? And when
I even saw some hijabi DPs, I was like, sister.
Yeah, I just closed the app.
I can't retweet anything because it was all disgusting.
Yeah,
I didn't retweet anything. There's no biscuit
damn.
On my timeline. It's actually impossible.
I just thought, damn.
It was so messy. And do you know what's magic? It was that the video just... it wasn't even an exaggeration. Not one of those memes was exaggerated.
That's the thing.
That's
what made this one...
It was so adamant.
When Black Twitter erupts on something, yeah, sometimes it's exaggerated. Sometimes people add spice, add a rotor to make it more, you know...
To add a bit of bang.
Yeah.
There was no bang.
There's no more bang than
there was
what was there.
It was just like, the content was just prime. You didn't even have to try.
It was like an open goal.
It wasn't even a goal. The whole field was the net. There was
nowhere
for you to miss.
You just won automatically. Like, nothing flopped. And then I just said, Dad, you actually have to sleep. And like, this is actually, when you think about it, it was
it made me
funny.
The video made me
But it was
itch.
Disturbing.
Every single tweet made me itch. I closed that app. I went to Instagram. I came back a few hours later. Woke up the next morning. People was like, what's that miss? Because I forget. You know, you hit something last night. So it's about 2, 3am. Then in the morning now, people are like, oh my God, what am I seeing on my timeline at 9am? I was just like, close the app again. I didn't come back to Twitter until like 5pm.
No, but then I've always on Twitter. So it's just like, I had to be... And because I've seen it from the beginning, from the birth, it's like, I'm there.
It was making me itch every time.
It was disturbing. I forgot that I was disturbing. And then when I remembered, it was actually sick.
It was actually disgusting. Like, there was no... I tried to make excuses for him, but there was just none. I couldn't understand. I even thought about it. I didn't try to make excuses. Me, myself, yeah, and how close I am with my parents, can I do that? I was just like, in my life, I actually can't.
Never.
I actually can't. I was like, I can play with my dad's head. I can rub his bald head or whatever. Like, oh, I can play with, I'll get beat, but I can't. I can play with my dad's cheeks. I can play with my mom's cheeks. Be like, oh my God, look at your cheeks.
Yeah, there's certain things you can do. Like,
podgy faces. I can poke them. I poke them all the time.
Really? Oh, fine.
Yeah, I can poke them. I can tickle them. I can do so much. But it all has to be belly button and above.
Yeah, or knee down, if I wanted to go there.
I wouldn't... unless we're playing football, there's really no need for me to touch my dad's feet. Except for when we were younger, he used to make us, like, pop his toes. Like...
Really?
Yeah, he's like, oh, so the massage is full. Yeah. My mom used to be like, oh, that's what good children do. That's torture. Did it. Yeah, you have to, like, massage their feet and stuff. But that's ankle down.
Exactly.
It's knee... belly button above, ankle down. I just don't understand all the rest, like... Even with my mom's a female. I just won't. That's just nasty.
It's just like, again, all the errors are coming up in my brain. Energy. All the programs that are failing to compile.
I don't even want to like mention someone's end destination, but I've never seen an end destination so clear. Like, I just thought, like, their judgment sorting hat is just you. To the left, to the left. For a lot.
No, there was, and then to make matters worse,
that was what I was gonna say. What's bad, as an African, you actually allowed your parents to be dragged on the big internet. Me,
there's so many levels to this.
I can't drag my parents on the internet. What?
There's no way. Everyone must die. Everyone will die that day.
I will actually.
You just, you'll be there, you'll be making a tweet there. And you'll just die. There's no way.
Just send electric waves through your, you'll be charging your phones.
But you will die. Do you understand?
You cannot.
Like, never. You'll bat to me a billion times before you bat to my parents. And even that, you're not going to do.
He had his mum getting battered. He was getting battered. Then Nigerian Twitter jumped on and started bantering you.
You're finished.
A fraudster. Exactly. And then the madness is people tweeting it from months ago. So people are like, this has been happening for months. And
there was evidence to back up this nonsense. Ha.
You, wow, biscuit.
And
wow.
You know what? I can't even say the final thing. But he also said that, how are you going to tell me how to be with my mum?
He tweeted.
He was Snapchat. So when it first erupted, yeah, it was coming, the waves are getting bigger and bigger, but and then he's posted another snap on his snap and someone put on a TL, obviously. I don't have on snap. He said on his Snapchat afterwards, you guys are sick, how are you gonna tell me how I'm gonna be with my mum? Meaning it actually
makes sense. His brain, the crosswires, everything was just plugged incorrectly.
Exactly. You see, nothing
wrong. You was manufacturing, faulty manufacturing.
That means it's not the fact that I can't even speak. It's not the fact that what? So normally, you know, when you see us bantering, you deny it.
The caption, the belly rub, the three things, and then the fact that your mum didn't react. The four things you did, that,
and then and the fact that you put it on the internet.
Those four things are enough. I didn't need the rest. I actually didn't need the rest. I didn't need the memes. I didn't need people's comments. I didn't need the banter.
Yeah, because I saw the video. I didn't even read the caption of the video. The first, before all the tweets and the memes came, and I was just like, this is bad. And then I said, oh God, I think this is evidence of Yomi Kiyama coming. Like, honestly, I just can't. Oh gosh.
Sorry, I just saw this on my timeline. Several 911 callers reported spotting a tiger in Manhattan. The animal that the police safely caught turned out to be a large raccoon. You just said your book here, but that tweet was just like, yes. What kind of mistaken identity?
My mouth was open. Like, what?
Oh, wow. But we need to wrap up. We've really done everything. We've done the most not to be 45 minutes. Wow, we tried. You know, anyways, it's intention. 1 hour and 20.
Damn, son.
Allah knows we tried, man.
Yeah. But, yeah. Okay, so what do we say to wrap up? Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you tune into the next one. Make
Smelly sure... Hat today goes to Biscuit. we're going to make Smelly Hat a thing. It should have gone to Dawa, man, but we remembered Biscuit.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, he's Smelly Hat goes won to that one. He won. Like, a, what's, what would you call it? A landslide? By a landslide? Yeah.
By default. By tsunami. Because there's no madness I can do that will trump that.
No, but sorry. Yeah, make sure you get involved with everything we discuss, because we're going to go on Twitter one day.
We're going to go polls. Online. We're going to go on Insta now and do a poll, actually. Well, I'm going to, so I was going home.
Yeah.
But and, yeah, Smelly Hat goes to Biscuit. Women are mad, men are trash. The facts of life.
I will judge you with my chest.
Yeah, and we're going to do that. What else we say, you know, if you want, you can wear your hat at the back of your head, but it's still not hijab to me. But that's your own conscious decision, and exactly. As you said, only Allah can judge, but Allah is the most forgiving, most merciful, so it's not too late.
Yeah.
But you know, if you die tomorrow, what will you say? My thing's always been, I always say to people, yeah, if you can argue this argument with your chest in front of God,
calm,
roll true.
Exactly.
And if you think you can, it means you don't understand what God is. If you think, yeah, I can, it means there's a lot we still have to work with. It means you don't even understand the basic principles, so I can't even be arguing with your hijab.
Exactly, because there's a bigger fish
right now. If you understand the basic
principles, it's not even dead. Like, we have to do so many things in this fridge, scale it.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Once you understand that,
deep it.
And the thing, some people have your arguments with people, yeah, they don't even know what the shahada is properly. They haven't internalized.
Yeah, and actually
there is no God, because people are still doing Capricorns and Geminis on the timeline. I feel like I'm dragging everybody. Just
no, we just did that.
All the shots there.
The AK-47 just went boom.
Oh, may Allah forgive us all, though, because as I'm laughing, I'm just as sinful.
Yeah, no, I'm no one's. I've never claimed perfection. I'm not gonna be that
never
person.
Never claim it with my chest. Obviously, I'm trying. I'm to just be a hypocrite.
Good so person. I'm trying Allah to be, but like, we know I'm not gonna be perfect, and I'm not trying to say anything to make myself be better than you or bigger than you, because you have to make that disclaimer nowadays because everyone's sensitive. But yeah,
listen, if I just happen to be better and bigger than you at something, it's okay. I want to make the disclaimer, but with my chest, I also want to say sometimes I'm nank, and I feel like minimizing myself because of this PC culture is just unfair. I should just be able to say I am good at certain things. Sometimes I am nank. I just don't. The only person I don't have this confidence with, yeah, is God.
It's true.
So fight me.
Yeah, come square up, honey.
Everybody square up. If you're that pissed about something, fight me, man. I'd like to see you and get my coins.
Cause your girl would appreciate that.
I got bills to pay, so let's work some out.
Got lifestyle to live, got things to do, got food to eat, got places to go. So, but yeah, let's run up. Okay, bye guys. Bye.
Doos, assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Inna alhamdulillah, we're very Muslim. I need to stop in the land like everything.
Oh my god. Quiet item. <I'm so excited. laughs> No, let's go.
Because we don't edit, so we have to do our own special effects. Oh, bye guys, bye. For real this time.